Are you ready, John? We're going to have a chat now, aren't we?
Oh, I'm always ready.
You're always ready. It's 8:15 now. This is John Brander. We're going to talk about some of the stuff that you're going to bring in front of us. Now, I did see that there was a Banksy appeared again.
Again?
There was another one that they... I can't recall this piece I saw in the newspaper. That's not a new Banksy. It was an old Banksy they were talking about.
Is this the one that they moved in Shoreditch?
It may well be, actually.
Yeah, what they did there was the developers have been amazing. The Banksy was on the back wall of a building in Shoreditch, and it was huge.
Yeah, yes, it was. This one I'm thinking about is huge.
And the same people that moved my piece in Port Talbot moved this one.
They made, the same company?
Yeah. And they moved... What they've done is they've kept it on exactly the same site, and they've moved it to the front of the building.
Yeah.
So they've done a huge development.
Yeah.
And it's cost them hundreds and hundreds of thousands of pounds.
Because it's not a silly little thing to do.
Oh, no. This is a major thing. They cut out a huge section of a wall, thick wall, had to clamp it, move it to the front of the building, and now they're installing it in the front of the building. So, yeah, it's a huge undertaking.
So I can't get this in.
And they could have sold it for millions.
See, it's purely ignorance on my part. I can't get this into my head, how he can do something that's huge and not get caught.
Because he does it at 2 o'clock in the morning, he does it with scaffolding, and he has a team working with him.
And
they keep an eye out for the police, and they keep an eye out for everything else. But nobody notices if there's scaffolding on a building site.
No, they don't. No, you're right.
And of course, nowadays, scaffolding, by law, has to have this protective covering over
it. That's right.
So you can't see through
shielded,
it.
Shielded, yeah.
So you don't... There could be a dozen guardsmen playing the Goldstein guards there.
Wouldn't
know it. So that's... The law, strangely, has given the graffiti artists protection.
Yeah. Well, that was just a buy.
I
thought I'd just... Pounce
throw
that it. On you
that
as
was,
soon
that
as
was
it,
to
yeah.
Throw, should throw me off and to show that you actually read about the art.
No, I do. I this come up and I'm like, oh, since I know you bought the Banksy in Wales, let's look at this.
Good. It's keeping people eyes about. Now, talking about Banksy, little bit of advice for everybody. Banksy's opened a store down in Croydon.
I see.
Yes, but the doors are closed.
Oh, right, okay.
It's a legal thing. It's right. But if you go there... Certainly last week, if you go there with a child and you have to have a child with you, they will give the child a free Banksy print.
Oh, really?
Now, the edition is, from I understand, to be 10,000.
Mm.
It's not signed, it's not numbered, but it's there. So what I would say is if they give you a print, an adult take a photograph of your child being given that print outside the shop prove that it's genuine.
Yeah.
Because a dealer that I know of went down with children. I mean, there's all sorts of funny stories about people grabbing children off the street to get one.
My word.
I mean, honestly, right?
You don't want to get involved in that.
But this particular dealer went with four children, got four prints, put them on eBay at £1,200 and accepted offers of £500.
No!
For mass produced, I mean, it's printed, it's not photocopied, but I mean, photocopying is a type of printing. But this is for a print. The edition is 10,000, it's not signed, so there's no authentication with it. So if you do it, I would say, go down to Croydon with a child or several, and they will give each child one of these prints.
Croydon's
going to be rammed. That's one thing I wanted to tell you about. Second thing I wanted to tell you about is I don't understand the government. That is, every advertisement, every program on television talks about plastic waste.
Mm.
Every program says, the superstores, the stores, every high street shop's got to charge for plastic bags.
Yeah.
Who gives out the most plastic bags in this country?
That's the government.
Every council.
Yeah.
They give you bags, orange bags, pink bags, blue bags, little white bags. They even wrap the bags in bags to give them to you.
Now, this is like a catch-22 situation.
We used to use a dustbin.
Because they're separating the rubbish now, this is what all the different colour bags are about. They can't have too much biodegradability, for want of a proper word.
No.
Because otherwise you'll put...
These bags don't biodegrade. There's only very, very few of the green ones, in theory, biodegrade.
See, that's the line in the middle, isn't it? You want it to biodegrade because it's plastic.
Yes.
But you don't
but
want...
But even
it.
The biodegrades don't biodegrade properly. They just break down into smaller pieces. They're still there.
You don't want it to biodegrade because it's got your rubbish in it and it'll end up all over the floor. So there's some sort of catch-22 going on here.
That's why, old, stupid people like me... want to use a dustbin, which is made out of metal. You know, we used to have the British steel industry. We don't anymore. But we used a dustbin.
I remember the aluminium ones.
So nowadays, we use two dustbins, right?
Yeah.
One for recycling, right? And there is no waste with a dustbin. There is no landfill from the dustbin.
Yeah.
And what are they doing instead? They're making these huge plastic wheelie bins.
Yeah.
How much plastic goes into making a wheelie bin?
There is a lot. I was thinking about this the other day, actually, to be honest.
So they're asking us, Joe Public, not to do this, 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 and this. And on the other side, they're saying, oh, by the way, here's a pile of plastic.
Yeah.
Put it in landfill.
Yeah,
Once you've used it, put it in landfill.
There's got to be an answer out there somewhere.
And every Chinese restaurant now, instead of giving you a paper container to take your food away in, it's all plastic pots.
Mm, yeah. Well, we keep the plastic pots enough, eh?
How many can you keep?
Oh, now,
at some point,
how much Chinese food you eat, doesn't it really? Even Indian food turns up in this, though.
And at some point, they're going to go into landfill.
Yeah, yeah.
Why are we going backwards?
They're very handy.
We know. The people that are demonstrating in London, this isn't what I came in to talk to you about, but anyway, the people that are demonstrating in London, the people that are growing up, even Banksy in Port Talbot about the whale thing, is this is about a global problem.
Mm.
This isn't just me being an old grump in Brentwood. This is a global problem. And we know about it.
So
we know the effect that we are doing.
Yeah.
And what are we doing? Oh, we'll do some more.
It does make you wonder, doesn't it? I'd have just gone, right, you don't want plastic bags? Ban them. Finish. That's it. 6 months,
you've got
fix 6 months,
instance,
sort it.
You used to go, when I was small, in fact, until about 10 years ago, you'd go into a shop. If you'd got heavy shopping, you'd pick up a cardboard box.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's difficult, isn't it?
Now
they have to break them down, put them out the back for recycling, and sell you a plastic bag.
I'll tell you what happened with the boxes. People were putting their food in boxes, lifting it up, the bottom was falling out, and they were going back to the supermarket and saying, no, this is the box I picked up off of your premises, so you have to give me the food again.
You can't legislate for people being stupid.
No, that's right. Exactly. But that's the way we're going.
We need a little bit of common sense. Yeah. We need a little bit of, I'm sorry, if you're so stupid that you put, you know, a ton of coal in a thin cardboard box, you deserve everything you've got, but nobody's willing to upset anybody.
No, that's right.
Talking about upset, I went on holiday a couple of weeks ago, and obviously, being an art dealer, my eyes are important to me, and
yeah,
I spend a lot of money, and I trust. There are two things that you have to trust. You don't have any option.
Right.
One is your doctor.
Yeah.
Three things. One is your doctor, because you don't know.
Yeah.
Two is your dentist, because you're sitting there in a chair with your mouth wide open, he says, you need this.
Yeah.
You don't know.
I like the way when you got your mouth open, they go, you've been on holiday. You go,
oh, I've been there, yeah.
Understands every word.
And the third one, especially in my case, is my optician.
Yeah.
And I went to I was on holiday, and the first afternoon, which was a Sunday of my holiday, my glasses broke.
Right.
You can't see it, but he can, right?
Yeah.
Totally broken.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's it.
So Linda, who's my other half, is an artist. She got some fuse wire from the hotel, and we mended them, but enough for me to use them.
Yeah.
Right. So I rang this company that I've been using for many, many years because I've trusted them.
Yeah, yeah.
And explained what had happened, and they said, well, you know, your last eye test was just over 2 years ago, and our warranty is only a year.
Right.
This is £750 plus for two pairs of glasses.
Oh, my word.
But they're variable, and because I need variable lenses when I'm looking at art and driving and various
things. I want it auto-focusing for that.
I want a self-driving car for that, but I can remember when you could buy a car for that. But anyway, so I have no choice. I came into Brentwood after my holidays and went and saw them, and they said yes. With a 25% discount because you're over 60.
Oh, fantastic, yeah, yeah.
£760.
That's a lot of money,
John. £756 for two pairs of glasses.
That's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money. And I thought, they are just taking the mickey.
Yeah.
So I went about 30 yards up the road in Brentwood, explained what had happened. I didn't need to make an appointment because I'd got my prescription.
Yeah, you knew what
from
you
the
wanted.
First company because yeah. I'd got it. They have to give you your prescription.
Yeah,
by law. It's either £256 or £265.
See, that's
for
a bit
two
better.
Pairs.
Yeah,
multi lenses, everything coated that I need.
Automatic,
electric. Yeah, plug it in. It does everything. Yeah, makes the kid tea for me. £500 difference.
That's a lot of money, John.
I feel I have been so ripped off.
Well, you would.
By trusting a long-term established company. And I don't know what I need. I know that when I put the glasses on, I can see or I can't see because I'm as blind as a bat without them.
I'm getting that way.
And being in the art world, you need them even more.
I can imagine, yeah.
I can't just walk into the corner shop and buy a pair of £3 glasses because it's different strengths on my lenses. But a lot of people do. So it's £3 in the corner store from, there's shops all over Brentford that sell glasses.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? It's either £256 or £265 for two pairs that'll do everything I want, multi-lenses, all the rest of it, or £1,000 if you're not 60.
No, really?
Well, it was 700, it was 700 and, it was either £756 or £765, including a 25% discount for being over 60. So if
that's a lot of money,
it means
John.
£1,000. And with that discount,
it's 750 roughly.
Right. Okay, right. That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
And that is a lot of trust that this company has just lost.
Yeah, big time.
So what I'm thinking of doing is making an art installation or getting an artist to make an art installation of these ones, which are broken.
Yeah.
And some similar ones and saying, can you spot the difference?
I bet nobody could.
I bet nobody could.
I bet nobody could.
This is about trust.
Yeah.
You know, we used to trust our politicians, nobody does anymore. We used to trust all sorts of people, and this is making me so cynical.
Yeah, no, I can understand that. You would become very cynical after that experience. But the ones that were £200-odd, £250, did you get any discount on that?
No.
That's the price.
That's it, you know. But the most important thing is get down to Croydon and go and get yourself a free Banksy print.
John, fascinating to talk to you as always. You're a very, very...
Don't forget to take your child.
And
anybody else's child.
Don't forget, take some, go on a date out. If you've got more than one child for one adult, do they give you more than one print?
Yes,
fantastic.
Yes.
That's it, straight on eBay if you ask me.